Coast doctors say the cause of a massive spike in RSV cases is hard to determine, but put the rise down to an increase in socialisation. Over 7,000 cases have been recorded in Queensland this year, which is double 2023's statistics for the same time period, with 576 of those cases on the Sunshine Coast. Dr. Sophie Wen urges patients to take advantage of the state government's $31 million RSV program to get their babies vaccinated if eligible.
So for all eligible, you know, babies that are going to be born in time for this RSV immunisation program, it's really important that the families consider this and take up on the offer.
Shocking footage is doing the rounds on social media this week, showing a group of youths in an all-out brawl on the Mooloolaba Esplanade. The video was posted at the weekend, but was filmed last month. It shows the group of up to 12 people punching and kicking each other, the scuffle also spilling out into a shop front seating area. Police have confirmed five teens have since been charged with public nuisance offences. And a surge in demand has prompted calls for more local blood donors this Easter. The need for blood is currently 3% higher than the same time last year. Lifeblood Executive Director Stuart Cresnew is encouraging Sunshine Coasters to roll up their sleeves, save lives and help ease the pressure.
A blood product will be required every 18 seconds across Easter and throughout the school holidays by people that are in surgery, people suffering with cancer, either with blood disorders or people who have been in road accidents.
You can call 13 14 95 to book an appointment at the Maroochydore or Nambour Blood Donor Centres or at the Caloundra or Sunshine Coast University Mobile Donor Centres.